Welcome to our final session in the beginning. This is our last exploration of the paths connecting the spheres of the Tree of Life. And as you know, there are 22 corresponding to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet and the 22 cards in the major arcana of the Tarot. The path we are focusing on tonight is Tau, the 22nd letter in the alphabet and the 22nd path. It connects Yisod and Malkuth, the foundation with the creation, the kingdom. Tau corresponds to the world card in the Tarot. In some decks, it's called the universe and is referred to as the administrative intelligence because it is basically the path that keeps any system functioning, whether it's a individual plant or animal or human, or whether it's a whole planetary system or the solar system or whatever level. It bears the title of the Great One of the Night of Time and represents the solidification of the four elements into Earth. Yisod is the domain of the Archangel Gabriel. Malkuth is the domain of Sandalphon. Tau is symbolically portrayed as the cross of sacrifice. The four elements of earth, air, fire, water, form, come together and solidify to form the cross of sacrifice. Tau is the path from purity to creation. The path of Tau corresponds to the end of the story of creation, right in the first couple verses of Genesis 2. On the seventh day, God completed the work he had been doing. He rested on the seventh day after all the work he had been doing. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on that day, he rested after all the work he had been doing. Our question therefore becomes, what spiritual experience does the path of Tau, connecting Yisod with Malkuth, express? How can we best attune ourselves to the spiritual experience and express it in our lives? Shuffle the cards, lay them out. You can see, if you have a computer, you can see the spread on the screen. The starting point is the Six of Cups, right side up. The counterpoint is the Five of Swords, right side up. The challenge is the Seven of Cups, upside down. The purpose is the Eight of Cups, upside down. The endowment is the Three of Swords, upside down. The destiny is the Empress, right side up. The Empress is the third card in the major arcana, number three. Then we come to the Pillar of Revelation. The real question is the Two of Swords, upside down. The Hidden Forces is the Sun, right side up. The Sun is the 19th card in the Major Arcana, or 1. This is the second reading in a row that the Sun has appeared. It was the real question in the last Tarot, 2 weeks ago. The card of the Spiritual Ideal is the 9 of Pentacles, right side up, and the Fulfillment is the Page of Pentacles, right side up. And this creates a lovely spread, which is an appropriate ending to our journeys here. There are 6 upright cards, 4 reversed cards, 2 majors, 3 swords, 0 rods, 3 cups, and 2 pentacles. The 0 rods is not terribly surprising since the last two readings were heavy on the rods. There is, however, a rod implied here in that the Empress is holding a rod. So we have this spread, which is about life here on Earth, the creative work and purpose of the divine life, and we can start right at the beginning with the Six of Cups. Six of Cups is a picture of a man and a woman both sniffing or smelling the essence of the flowers in a single flower pot at the top of a pyramid of six flower pots, 1, 2, and 3. And it's as though their cloaks merge together and really they're of one essence. But for this particular reading, it implies that we have a choice. And this is the reason why we're given free will. We have a choice as to how we're going to interpret life on Earth. We can interpret it as though we're smelling the flower and say, ah, what a beautiful essence that is. It fills me with beauty and joy, and I have an insight into the glory of divine life. Or we can go, achoo, and respond to it with irritation and reaction and say, this aroma, this essence irritates my nose, and all we get out of it is allergies. Now, human beings have this free will to decide whether we're going to enjoy life or suffer through it. And there's plenty of indications in this spread that there is a potential for suffering. There's also plenty of indications in this spread that there's the potential for joy. We can take problems and we can magnify them, making mountains out of molehills, or we can take the seed of the mustard tree and have faith that if we plant that seed, it will grow into a flowering tree that serves our purposes. So we have this fundamental choice. This is how we transform our attitudes and discover the inner essence of the invisible levels of life. But it's as simple as this seems, is quite profound because this is the culmination of our efforts to develop ourselves, to expand our minds, to become aware of inner dimensions. And yet it boils right down to this. Are we going to enjoy life on Earth, or are we going to suffer from imagined slights and things of this nature? Are we going to, as I put it in the ATM this morning, are we going to be a victim, or are we going to be a achiever, a contributor? And you see, in this, making this decision, we determine whether we're going to enrich life or detract from life. Are we going to enrich life, or do we expect life to enrich us? That somehow we have a right to a job, we have a right to fair treatment, we have a right to do as well as anybody else. We have a right to fill in the blank. We are the determinant of our own measure of what life means here. And it doesn't matter in the ultimate scheme of things because it doesn't affect the work of the divine. It just matters in our personal scheme. But the moment we decide to turn the corner and instead of being a victim of life, become a enricher of life, then we begin transforming the nature of our substance, the substance that makes up our subtle bodies, the substance that makes up the inner dimensions of our being, the substance even of our physical body, the clay or dust from which our body was shaped and to which it will return. So we have this choice to make. And this card, and many of the other cards, the Sun, the Empress, and the Nine of Pentacles, strongly suggest enjoy life. One of the books that we'll be reprinting in the probably around the first of the year is Talbot Mundy's I Say Sunrise. A wonderful, one of my favorite books. And he makes it clear. Our duty is primarily to enjoy life. Now that's different than saying that the purpose of life is to find happiness or even to find bliss. That's not, or pleasure. Philosophers have struggled with this idea for many a moon. But there's a fundamental difference between finding happiness and expressing joy, enjoying every aspect of life, even the ones that give us a little bit of trouble. Our trouble is, the trouble events give us is just a measure of our own resistance to joy. But we are designed to enjoy life, to embrace life here on earth with a full and rich spirit that will transform the substance of our physical body, etheric body, astral body, mental body, and everything that we contact and interact with on the earth plane. And when enough of us are doing that, the potential for enrichment on the planet is tremendous. The potential for opportunity is tremendous. So that should be one of the principal tenets of human living. Enjoy life. Enjoy what you're doing. Don't go around looking for a job that will give you joy. Learn how to put it into the work you're doing. Learn how to enrich your relationships with joy. And the reactive patterns that enslave you to the earth planet. So this card also suggests that the nature of earth embraces everything from the gross or the vulgar on up to the sublime, the subtle and the sublime. And that the more we are, we're meant to be multidimensional. We're meant to see that creation is, or kingdom, if you wish, is the outpicturing of inner realities, divine realities. And they're all interconnected, and so we live as a multidimensional being. Then we come down to the counterpoint here, which is the Five of Swords, and we've seen this one a number of times. This is a warrior, I guess, or a monk or somebody, probably a warrior because he's got swords. He's got two swords going up like antenna over his left shoulder, one sword planted vertically in the earth, and the other two swords are laying in front of him in cross. And so this is a question of we are here to serve as the paraclete. We are here to be the link between the inner and the outer. And as such, we're here to show the way to the rest of creation. But we have to do that through our own life, by sending up our antennae into spirit so that we can fill ourselves, saturate ourselves with joy and peace and harmony and love, benevolence, all those qualities.